just want to thank the Dawes family for reminding us that it is through the blood why we can stand before God. Even as sinless, because of his robe of righteousness that covers us. This is communion, so the sermon is not going to be very long. It's just to the point. Sometimes the point is long, but the sermon isn't long. Second Corinthians chapter 5. It's a well-known passage. We're not going to really spend time much in that. But verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's what? A new creature or creation. All things are what? Passed away. All things have become what? New. Caught between a rock and a hard place. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we ask now that you will come near to us and help us to understand the enormity of your sacrifice to save us. And may we, Father, be ever grateful as we come into your presence each and every Sabbath. Bless us now, Father, in your name, I pray. Amen. Caught between a rock and a hard place. Have you ever been there? Men, have you been there when you have to decide, do I listen to my wife or my mother? Caught between a rock and a hard place. Women, you might not have been there where the doctor has to decide with the family's, I imagine, advice. Do we save the mother or the baby? This baby has not lived, but then this mother has so many responsibilities. Caught between a rock and a hard place. Mothers, do you believe your child or your husband when an accusation is made? Caught between a rock and a hard place. Do you take your mother, husband into your house? And risk losing your wife? Or do you deal with the disfavor of your mother? There are some hard decisions that we have to make sometimes. And I'm asking you today, is it possible for God to be caught between a rock and a hard place? For God to have a decision to make that is very difficult, and it pains him one way or the other. Is it possible? In Genesis 2:16, God told Adam, the Lord said, commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden, you may what? Freely eat. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not what? Eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall what? Surely die. They ate of the forbidden fruit, and misery, sickness, and death was their destiny. What was the only way that the whole family could be saved from this death sentence? Someone equal to the law that was broken had to die. The last time I checked, I don't know of any one of us being equal to the law. So Jesus, God's Son, only begotten Son, approaches the Father, says Ellen White in this Isaiah, page 25, and volunteered to be man's substitute. He volunteered to be treated as we deserve to be treated. He volunteered to be condemned for our sins in which he had no share. He volunteered to suffer the death which was entirely our fate. And so here it is, God was caught between a rock and a hard place. Do I allow my beautiful creation to end up in eternal ruin and death, or allow my one son, my only begotten son, to be condemned and be killed for the sins of this world? That's quite a decision. Do you think it was easy for God? When you think about it, that his people would not even respond to his love. If he makes a decision to save mankind, he's making a decision that many of them would not even come to him. So he's caught between a rock and a hard place. Do I let my son die to save this wayward creation? Or do I wipe out this wayward creation so my son could live? I like how Story of Redemption, page 45, put it this way. Said the angel, "Think ye that the Father yielded up his dearly beloved son without a struggle? No, no. It was even a struggle with the God of heaven whether to let guilty man perish or to give his beloved son to die for him." Caught between a rock and a hard place. Either way, it was going to break his heart. Either way. Father agreed to take the risk of losing the son eternally by consenting for him to take man's place and die for the sins of the human race. The Father agreed to do that. He, Jesus, says Ellen White, Story of Redemption, page 42-43, he, Jesus, then made known to the angelic host that a way of escape had been made for lost man. He told them that he had been pleaded with his Father, and had offered to give his life a ransom to take the sentence of death upon himself, that through him man may find pardon, that through his merits and his blood, that blood, and obedience to the law, they could be saved. What a decision. You got the vote. God says, I'd rather save you and risk losing my son forever. How valuable you are. How blessed we are. We should never take God's mercy for granted. We should love him with all our hearts, our souls, our minds, our spirits. You got the vote. He said, I'll save you. The songwriter put it this way. There was one who was willing to die in my stead. that a soul so unworthy might live. And the path to the cross, he was willing to tread, all the sins of my life to forgive. He's tender, and he's loving, and he's patient with me, while he cleanses my heart of the dross. But there's no condemnation. I know I'm free, for my sins are all nailed to the cross. I will cling to my Savior and never depart. I understand the enormity of the choice that God was caught between a rock and a hard place. And he chose me. He chose you. I will cling to my Savior and never depart. I will joyfully journey each day with a song on my lips and a song in my heart that what? My sins have been taken away. They are nailed to the cross. They are nailed to the cross. Oh, how much? He was willing to what? To bear. With what anguish and loss Jesus went to the cross. But he carried my sins with him there. Galatians 6:14, Paul says, "For God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified in me, and I to the world." I join Paul, the Apostle Paul, in saying, "I have nothing of which to boast, save in the death of Christ my Lord. I will glory in the cross. I'll glory in the cross because Jesus left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill on Golgotha. I will glory in the cross because Jesus suffered shame and disgrace for me. I will glory in the cross. I will glory in the cross because Jesus knew no sin and he became sin for me. I glory in the cross because Jesus was willing to die in my place. Nothing else in which to glory. I glory in the cross because in the blood from the cross I have been washed from sin. I glory in the cross because chief of sinners, though I be yet what? Jesus shed his blood for me. I glory in the cross. I glory in the cross because Jesus became my substitute and my surety. And Ellen White says, you all know it so well, page 25, Desire of Ages. I glory in the cross because Christ was treated as we deserve, that we might be treated as he deserves. He was condemned for our sins in which he had no share, that we might be justified by his righteousness in which he had no share. We had no share. He suffered a death which was ours, that we might receive the life which was his. By and with his stripes, we are healed. It was at the cross of the cross where I first saw the light. And the burden of my heart, what? Rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. There's much more I can say, but that's enough. It's enough. It's enough that Jesus volunteered to die in my place. It's enough that God struggled with the decision. Do I let my son die or save my creation? And he took the risk to save us. What a joy it is for us to come to this table and reflect upon the goodness of God. To celebrate His sacrifice. To declare our undying love for Him. Leave here today saying, "Thank you, God, for giving me your vote. And because of that, you have mine too. I will always choose you over and over again. I choose you over and over again. Doesn't matter what happens, Father. Even if I don't understand the way you take, what you have done demonstrates forever and for all time my value to you, my worth to you, how important I am to you. Help me never ever to doubt it." So as we come to the table, may God give us grateful hearts. And may we say like Paul, "I will glory in nothing else but in the cross of Christ my